take these two pills and call me when you are 100. Take these two pills and call me when you are 100. Wouldn't that be a wonderful direction from every doctor on the face of the earth? Take these two pills and call me when you're 100. Take these two aspirins and call me in 2 days. Let's see how you're doing. Take these two pills and call me when you reach 100 years of age. This is how we are naturally formed. This is how we are naturally developed. This is who we really are. This is our beingness. This is the way we are. And why are we this way? We are this way because there is no other way to be. If we were to look at ourselves and say, we are wonderful, we are fantastic, we are glorious, we are good. If we were to look at ourselves and say that we are this fantastic quality that we are, then we truly would be that. We truly would be that. But are we that? Yes, we are. And that's just what we are. We are that. We are that wonderful quality, and that's how we're born. Now, we have, unfortunately, had a bad habit in our life. And our bad habit is to build in obsolescence in our bodies. Build in obsolescence in everything we do. We build in obsolescence in our bodies, in our cars, in our houses. What are you going to insure your house for? 20 years? That was a long time ago. Houses are lasting longer and longer. European houses built out of stone, castles lasting centuries and centuries. This is how not we should be doing, but we should be looking at our life in decades, centuries, millennia. Looking at our life as immortality. And if we don't start looking at our life as immortality, how are we ever going to experience immortality? Immortality is going to just go flitting in one window and out the other, and we'll off on another dimension, and we will not know it. Now, number one, do you want to live on planet Earth forever? Do you want to live in this body forever? Now, it's true, if you live there that way, everyone else would too. If you did not build in obsolescence into your body, everyone else would not do that. Everyone would be building in immortality into themselves, because it's already there. And it's just a matter of our accepting it, our claiming it, our knowing it, our living it, and our being it. Now, do you want to live it? And unfortunately, we've been trained to think that we don't want to do it. We say, what was the lifespan of people living in the time of Jesus? And we say, 30 years. And so we say, well, that wasn't really too long. You don't have time to get into too much trouble in 30 years. Or at least you don't have time to get your body into too many problems in 30 years. But what are you going to do now? What are we doing now? Now we're living by lifespans of the insurance people, 70, 80 years, 90 years, and many people around the world are living over 100. And these people around the world who are living over 100, what kind of people are they? They are the most beautiful, ordinary people you could ever want. They just think happy thoughts. They eat beneficial foods, not foods that are given to them, not foods that are put on the table, but they eat what they want. They nibble away at their food. They don't need that much. And they live in healthy bodies. They live in very healthy bodies. We're not meant to be big fat tubs. We're not meant to be heavy-duty bodies. We're not meant to be Jack Armstrong. We're not meant to be Tarzan. We're not meant to be Schwarzenegger. That's not normal. What happens the moment Mr. Schwarzenegger stops with his weightlifting program for himself? His body muscles, his body sinew, everything about him, returns to a balance or normal. It is not normal to have big, gargantuan muscles. It's not normal to have too much weight or too little weight. It's normal to have a balanced body. And a balanced body comes from having a balanced mind. And a balanced mind comes from having a life in which you like yourself. A life in which you think you are a wonderful person. You are a desirable person. And perhaps it'd be a time when the doctor will then say, take these two pills and call me when you are 100. Now, he might give you these two pills when you are 10 and 12. He might give it to you when you're 50. He might give it to you when you're 70 or 80. He might give it to you when you're 99. But all it is sort of a humorous idea. These two pills will balance you out until you're 100 or more. And why do we want to be balanced out? What we want to be balanced out is in our mind. We want to think of immortality. We want to think of happiness. When you are living a happy life, you enjoy living life. When you are living a peaceful life, you enjoy living a life. When you are living a life that is bringing you joy every moment, then you are thinking, I'm in heaven, I'm in bliss. And this is where we're supposed to be. Not in obsolescence, but in bliss. We're supposed to be living in ideal bliss. Our bodies are supposed to be wonderful and fantastic, but do we treat them that way? Unfortunately, no. We overwork our bodies. We overrun our bodies. Oh, doctors will say this is okay and that's okay, but what do they know? Are they there? Are they doing that? No, they're not. They're just living a normal life. They're living peaceful lives. They're living a balanced life. And this is what you and I can choose to do, live a balanced life. And when we live a balanced life, then everything is in divine order. When we live a balanced life, we don't make our body work harder than it should. Our body should be able to do a lot of things. It should be able to run and jump and play basketball and play golf and do all sorts of things. It should be able to do these things, but the thing is, we don't need to do that all the time. We don't need to do anything, anytime. It's just doing what comes naturally. You read about a lot of these elderly people living back in the backwoods. And I know as a newspaper reporter in Wisconsin, I would interview a number of these people. And I would say to them, to what do you attribute your long life? To what do you attribute your 100 years, your 101 years, your 102 years of age? And they say, well, just drinking my corn liquor and smoking my pipe and sitting on my rocking chair and enjoying myself. Well, surely they did that more than that in their lifetime, much more. Surely they enjoyed their family. They enjoyed themselves. They enjoyed life. They enjoyed everything. And you and I, today we can establish a new way of looking at our life. We can look at our life and say, I am a happy person. I am surrounded by happy people. I live in my ideal body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. I live in my ideal self. You see, we should start thinking from the ideal rather than from the minimal. Rather than thinking of ourselves as limited beings, think of ourselves as ideal, wonderful, fabulous beings. And that's just what we are, wonderful, fabulous beings. Today, you can do that. I can do that. We all can do that. And we can forget all about built-in obsolescence. Our cars don't need to be or have built-in obsolescence. All they have is the ability to run forever and run positively and wonderfully and fantastically forever. And when our cars run positively, fantastically, and joyously forever, then we learn something. Then we learn our bodies can run positively, fantastically, joyously forever. And we can learn that we live in an ideal body, which is born for immortality, born for reality, born for living forever, built in immortality. Look at your life that way today and start saying, I like that. I like that. I'm built for immortality. And then act that way in every way. And don't treat your body like it's a garbage machine, or don't treat your body like it's a great tool or instrument to go around chopping up wood and breaking up this. Your body is meant to be a wonderful, smooth working operation. And your body is meant to use your mind, and your mind says, this is done. And we think things through, and we think things done, and it is done. Today, let this be your call for yourself, as it is my call for myself, to live in my genius, to live in my immortality, to live in who and what I am now and forevermore. Know that while you're doing this, I love me. Yes, I do. And I love you. I love you. I love you.